Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hi, welcome to the program. This is a special show because I'm just jumping into it wild. I really don't have much of a script on this, but it's something that's been coming up, and it's something that has been a struggle for me even. And our psychic's bad, you know? I knew I had this ability from a very young age. And in case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman. I'm a psychic, a life coach, and a healer. I put it all together. I give my clients intuitive coaching. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. So our psychic's bad. All right. And from a young age, I knew I understood stuff, but not everybody else around me understood. And I grew up in a family where they were neutral, and sometimes they were like, okay, that's awesome, but rarely did they ever tell me that no. You know, I think when I spoke a truth or something I was just seeing, you know, as from a young age, I think. The backlash was, I don't want to deal with that part of myself, so do not bring it up, right? And I came from a family where there were lots of little secrets. And so what do you do with that? If you are actually considering hiring a psychic and you're scared, you know, is this good? Is this the right thing for me? Are psychics bad? So my spirit guides, as I said, I want to do a show. I just want to do it. And they were like, go for it. And the message that came forward is that honor, first and foremost, your belief system. If you are, if your primary belief system, if your system of faith, that you hold true, that brings you comfort and stability, honor that above all. So if you are from a faith system that says, I mean, gosh, even saying this, psychics are bad, it just sounds so wrong to me. But if you are from a system that says that and you feel comfortable with that, don't challenge it. Stay within that system. Do what feels right to you. Honor your own truth. But if you are starting to have the urge to seek counsel from a psychic, then honor that as well. So you always trust your faith system that works for you. I believe the greatest faith system is within us. All the answers are here. We're all from God. And so honor what you know to be true. Maybe it might be a little uncomfortable. It might be the greatest experience of your life. On the flip side, if you are going into it feeling really apprehensive and nervous and scared and overwhelmed, then no matter what anybody tells you, you're going to hear what you want to hear. So I say trust yourself. If that's the path you're being led down, go down that path and honor that. With everything, no matter what the skill set is, and really being a psychic is a skill set, I think we all have intuitive abilities. We all have our intuition, that gut response to life. That, you know, some people want to think of it as, yeah, I'm going with my gut or my womanly intuition. Whatever that is, trust that. And go with what feels right to you. Now, when it comes to a psychic, they have that same ability like everybody else, and they have either trained it or been gifted where they can go far, far, far further than most can. Very similar, I heard Colette Baron-Reed use this analogy, and I think it's so perfect, and I use it often, can run on some level. But not every one of us are Olympic runners. And I think psychics, professional psychics, high-quality psychics, they're Olympians. They're playing in the intuitive game at a very, very high level. And on some level, they made the choice. Maybe they didn't choose their gift. I know I didn't choose mine. But once I embraced it, that was my choice. And so pick someone who has made that choice and really owns that choice and really is doing work that is most in alignment with the life that you want to live. Are there bad psychics out there who are going to use their skill set in a negative way? Yes. But there are also, you know, people who are going to use other skill sets the wrong way. One of the examples my spirit guides gave me is it's like writers. There are writers out there who are really writing truth and writing beautiful work and who care about the word and the power of the word and want to do the very best that they can with that word. And then there are also writers out there who want to say whatever they want to say and don't care who it hurts. That you have to decide. You have to do your homework. You have to get referrals and make sure you're choosing a psychic who is for your highest and greatest good and who is most in alignment with what you need. Various psychics work in various ways. And so figure out what you most need out of for your life. If you need some clarity, then find a psychic who gives you the feeling of clarity, who gives you the feeling of peace. If you need to go through a exploration, find someone who is going to support that exploration. Get clear about what you need, and then Spirit's going to bring the right person into your life. If you approach it from a place of fear, if you're seeking out a psychic because you're trying to not deal with something in your own life, if you're trying to skip a step is the best way, is energetically the way it appears. If you're trying to skip a step and not have to take full and complete responsibility for your life, you're going to attract a psychic who's going to help you play out that story. So I say, are psychics bad? No, not any worse than anything else, right? I think that there are good psychics, and I think there are great psychics, and I think that there are psychics who are working who are just working. And so you have to decide, trust yourself before you lay down your cash, that you are picking someone that's most in alignment with your truth. I do want to jump in here and share a little piece about psychics. A good psychic is someone, and I'm taking this is a quote from Aaron Pavla that I thought was so on point describing psychic. A good psychic is someone who hands you a map and helps you define where you want to go and then helps you see how to get there using that map. It's your life, and your choices will determine your outcome. Your choices will determine your outcome. And so if you decide to go into a psychic reading and and you want to hear something negative, you're going to go get something negative. And if you want to go into a psychic reading and you really want to feel good, then you will find someone that will make you feel good. So trust yourself above all, because that's really what matters. No psychic can tell you how to play out your life. You have free will. You get to choose what you want to do and how you want to do it. And find someone that's going to support you in that journey. And if you're really on the path, if you're really on the path to enlightenment, and you want to make a positive contribution in the world, then choose a psychic who's most in alignment with that. Can psychics do spells and curses and remove stuff? I think maybe there are some out there who can. I personally don't believe that there are curses. I think that there are statements that we make for our life that are either negative or positive, and they play out accordingly. And if you are holding on to a statement or a belief about life that is not good, that is not for your highest and greatest good, then that will inevitably play out in some way, shape, or form. Doesn't have anything to do with the psychic. But a psychic can help you correct that. Maybe you're holding on to that subconsciously and didn't even know, but a psychic can really help you clear out those beliefs that aren't serving you well. A psychic can help you get on a path that can really change your life so that you feel good and be willing to do the work and the research to find the right fit for you. And a good psychic is going to cost you some cash. I will be really clear with you, and I've seen a lot of psychics in my day, and I find that really good psychics usually have a high price point right up front. They're not going to try to collect cash from you on the back end. I know I saw a psychic once, and I've shared this with you, my audience, before in San Francisco, and I there was this guy in my life that I wanted. Typically when we start to not care about other people's free will is when we're on the wrong path. And I wanted this man, but he clearly was showing me he did not want me. But I was going to figure out how to get this man. And all of this is very subconscious. You know, I really did care about him. And I didn't understand that there's always a free will component to everything, and everybody gets to choose if they're in a relationship or not. But I was so determined, because I thought, he's the perfect guy for me. And so I kept seeing psychic after psychic, and one of the last psychics I saw, she charged me like $20, told me really some vague information, and then she's like, okay, I'll need $200 to tell you the rest. And I went and got $200. And I was standing at that ATM machine, and my own intuition kicked in and said, you need to go home. You don't need to take this $20 back to, or this $200 back to this woman. But because I was not thinking for my highest and greatest good, I did take this money back to her. And then, you know what she showed me? She said, take this egg home and put it under your bed and bring it back to me with another $200. And that was my click. I was like, oh, this isn't for my highest and greatest good. I'm going home. That was my mark. And I did not go back, and I did not put an egg under my pillow. But I needed to go through that experience to catch that, hey, a psychic's not going to bring this guy into my life, right? It's going to be him. A psychic didn't help me meet him, right? So that is what I would say about psychics. Are psychics bad? You be the judge. You trust yourself. If that's something that you want in your life, go for it. If it's not something you want in your life, then don't do it, right? And I struggle, and this is a jam. I don't have a script for this. I'll be really transparent here. One of the biggest struggles in my business and coming out of the closet and really doing this work professionally was I responsible for proving to a potential client that I could be beneficial to them? And what has consistently come forward from Spirit on my side is that no, I'm not. What I'm responsible for is being very clear and very transparent about what I offer, being very clear and transparent about who I am, but it's not my job to prove to them that I'm a good fit for them. I just put it out there, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't, and my work's not for everyone, it's for the people it's for. And it was the greatest sense of relief. And I there was a period of time where every one of my mentors were giving me that same message. But because of where I was at ego-wise and my own insecurities about my abilities, not the accuracy of my abilities, I've known I've been accurate for a very long time, but the backlash I got when I was a kid for sharing information did show up in my adult life as I started to move through this journey of doing this work professionally. And so my recommendation is check every belief that you're holding. Why do I believe this? And is this something I want to be a part of my life? It always comes back to why. Always, always, always. Your motives are everything. And if you know what's driving you, and this has been a theme lately in Intuitive Coaching with Amy Lamb, what are your motives? What's driving your choices? If your choice is being driven from a place of insecurity and from a place of fear, from a place of doubt, you are going to attract that no matter what, whether it's a psychic, whether it's the checker at the grocery store. You will attract someone that will reverberate, mirror back to you that insecurity, that fear, that doubt, that sadness, that insecurity, that shame, that guilt. It's already within you. Everything's already within you, you know, and so both good and bad. And so decide who you are and what you want and what works for you, and then go that route. A psychic is only as transformational as you allow it to be, and it only has as much impact as you allow it to be. I used to wear a lot of vanilla and the scent vanilla, like vanilla sprays and perfumes. And when I first moved to San Francisco, there was a psychic, and I kept running into her in the Mission, and that was her business model. She'd stand out there and just start reading for people. And I call those the gypsy psychics. And some of them, you know, I think some of them are really very, very accurate. And she told me that vanilla was not right for me. And then some years later, I ran into her again. I didn't quite remember her physically, which was weird. I usually remember people physically. And she told me that same message, don't wear vanilla. And I actually think she was on point. That's why I'm sharing that with you. It's so random, but I think it wasn't totally in alignment with who I was. And so good information can come from anywhere. We're all tapping into the greater well of consciousness. And if that's in alignment with your beliefs, or if that's somewhere where you're feeling called or led, then go there. Allow yourself to go there. But pick someone that is good. Pick someone that is right for you. Pick someone that is reputable. Pick someone that comes highly recommended. Pick someone whose energy matches your own. Pick someone who you feel like you're talking to somebody that's been in your life forever. Don't pick someone that like me and this, anyway, it's like this woman, this old lady that I was talking to in San Francisco with the egg. I was like, even her shop didn't mesh with me. Like, it was cluttered and dirty, and you know, I'm not a fan of clutter if you follow my program. And it was just so off, but because I was so on that trajectory of I want this result, I was ignoring all of the signs that really set up whether something is right for you. So I say wait for that. Hold on to your cash. Wait for the right psychic. Save up your money. Invest in someone really great. There are some brilliant psychics on this planet who can be so beneficial to you, who can change your whole entire life. And they're not really predicting the future, because we all know we all have free will. We can all make a different choice. So, but they can give you some insight to tell you where you're going so that you know, hey, I that's not really where I want to go in my life. So I'm going to make a different choice. And so trust that. Trust who you are and go with it if it feels right. And if it doesn't, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll save yourself money and energy and time and frustration and insecurity and sadness. Just do what feels right at the right time for you. And trust yourself. Because really, what we do as psychics, we illuminate all the wisdom that's already within you. We remind you of who you were, before you took on the human condition and forgot. And find the person that most resonates with you so they can relay the information in the way that's most in alignment. My spirit guides are jumping in here, and they said, share how you do it. So I receive psychic information. You know, I tune into somebody's energy. They've given me permission. And the way people give me permission to read their energy is they lay down their cash. I'm always picking up stuff. You know, that's who I am. But to really get in there and really bring back gems, I have to have permission. And so people pay me, and then I tune into them energetically. And then I have to run that through my own logical mind and share information with them in a way that is most in alignment with the way in which they communicate. And so it's really that shift between bringing forward information and being able to explain that to someone. That's what you're paying for when you hire a psychic. It's someone who can do that in a way that's matches who you are. And so I say find somebody who looks and feels like you. And let's see, are there any little pieces of psychics bad? Religiously, if your religion isn't into psychics, don't go. That's kind of how I started this without saying religion. But if your religion, it goes against your religion, and that's the religion you believe in, and you are following that, don't see a psychic. Right? And you don't have to curse other people for seeing psychics, but do what feels right to you and honor who you are above all. And don't project that onto other people, by no means. And love, 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 love. And if you lead with love, whether you're looking for a psychic or a relationship or a job, if you lead with love, you will get love back. If you lead with fear, if you lead with disdain, if you lead with judgment, you will get more judgment back. And that's just the law of the land energetically. So I hope this has been helpful. I mean, I'm going to listen back to this and see if it was helpful. And maybe I might pull this off Blog Talk Radio. But I think psychics are just doing a job, and just the same as you would find the right service provider for every other area of your life, take the time to really do your own inquiry to find the right fit for you. If you're concerned, honor your concerns and wait until you don't have any concerns, right? And wait until you just know it's a yes, I will hire this person. They are awesome. And I have found, some of my mentors are some of the greatest people on the planet. And I had to take the time, and I had to hold on to my cash. Every time I saw a psychic sign or somebody said they did a psychic reading, I had to say, no, I'm going to wait and find the person that's most in alignment with my truth and most in alignment with my values. So there you go. Those are my tips. I don't even know if it's a tip. It's more of a rant or a jam on our psychic spad. You decide. You decide and do what feels right to you. Till next time, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And thank you. Thank you for hanging out. Take care.